Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Leonora Lana, and it is time for our seasonal reset episode. Obviously, it's winter. Maybe if you don't live in the Northern Hemisphere, then maybe it's summer. So go listen to my summer reset episode. But it is time for our winter reset episode. I love these episodes. You guys know I love discussing my mindsets, my habits, my routines, my current fave things to do, my favorite essentials for the season. And it really just is a good feel-good episode. It's a good way to check in, to reset, to reprioritize ourselves and refocus on those goals and our self-care rituals. Something exciting is happening, and if you've been following on socials, then you would know my clothing brand By Ray is dropping December 18th. I'm going to be dropping two trucker hats, same style, two different colorways. I have a cream and a forest green, and a cream and this like red color. I think they're really, really cute. And I'm so excited for you guys to get your hands on By Ray. It will be sold on byray.ca. That's byrae.ca. Will be linked in the show notes, but definitely go follow us on Instagram. It's just by_ray. Or you can sign up for the subscription emails on the website byray.ca. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you guys to get your hands on it. I'm so excited to start this new venture, and it's definitely been a journey and a process, but it's been so fun, yet literally so intimidating. I have questioned if I should even still be doing this so many times. I've questioned if it's worth it, if I even know what I'm doing. I don't really know what I'm doing, but when have I ever? I didn't know when I started this podcast. I didn't know when I started my socials. I never really knew. And I'm still here standing. I'm still here thriving for the most part. So why not try it out and figure it out along the way? And I know that's how most entrepreneurs do it. And as Michael Bostick always says, launch fast, adjust later. So we're doing the damn thing. I'm so excited. The hats are just the start. Hopefully, if all goes well, I would really love to come out with actual clothing pieces. Think really good basics, your long sleeves, your t-shirts, your tank tops, bottoms, etc. So I'm super excited. Definitely go follow, and I would love if you could support. I don't have anyone investing in this besides myself, so taking a little gamble and risk on myself, but I don't know, it feels like something. I said this to my mom and a few of my friends when I first came up with this idea. When did I come up with this? Like back in May, you guys. I've been working on this for so long. For a while, I kind of just like sat there stagnant because I didn't really know how I wanted to launch it, where I wanted to take it and everything. So I kind of just had like decision paralysis. But I had not felt, and still to this day felt so excited about something since I came out with this podcast. And I think that really says a lot. I knew I always wanted to start some sort of business, but I never really wanted to force the concept. I didn't want to like force something out of it. I wanted it to come to me naturally. And I feel like with this, it really just resonated and came to me in a very natural way, from like the name to the concept to how I wanted this brand to look, feel, what sort of world did I want it to live in. So I'm so excited for you guys to see all the content from the shoot, to experience the product and everything. I really put my heart and soul into this, and it's not merch. It's a clothing brand. Everything is totally custom. I didn't print on blank hats. I had them fully custom made, from the silhouette to the materials to the colors to the positioning of the threads and everything. So I would really love if you could support, and I would love that. But mindset. You guys know I always start off with the mindset, no matter what kind of episode we're doing. If it's a seasonal reset, if it's something else, the mindset is the heart of my episodes. I really do think that the world that you create in your head is the world that you're able to see. The abilities that you are able to have, the life that you're able to achieve for yourself, is created through the way in which you think, act, and see the world and perceive things and perceive yourself in relation. So I think our mindset is really this like great asset that we have, and this really cool tool that we can use to bring us to our higher self and to become that person we aspire to be. So As always, I really want to encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself, to continue to have this growth mindset, to continue to think in abundance and to be optimistic about life, about your careers, about school, if you're in school, about your friendships, relationships, about your dating life, whether you're single or committed in a relationship to someone. I really want you to encourage yourself, especially if you are someone who can be a bit pessimistic or can be a bit closed-minded or negative, or really struggle to think in abundance and have more of a scarcity mindset. This season, I really want you to challenge yourself and to change the narrative that you are speaking, to reframe the way that you see yourself and see others and see your circumstances. I preach this so much, and there is a reason behind it, and it is something that has truly changed my life. I wouldn't say I grew up like always being this person that found the silver lining and thought very abundantly and optimistically. I wouldn't say I was super negative either, but I wouldn't say this way of thinking and seeing the world was something that was always natural to me. I would say now it is, because I've continuously rewired my brain and the way that I think and react, etc., and see things to be this way. But it didn't start off this way. When I think back to my younger self, to my past self, I didn't always have this growth mindset. I didn't always have this mindset of thinking in abundance or being super optimistic or finding the silver lining, etc., etc. But I do now, and you can too. You just have to want it bad enough. You have to constantly counteract those negative thoughts with the more positive ones, with the ones that have the mindset that you are looking to have, that are in line with that. I think with the winter months and with night being almost as long as day, and with it being cold outside and us feeling this need to hibernate, there's almost this desire to want to slow down in the colder months. And I think it's something that we should embrace. We should embrace slowing down and being a bit more gentler on ourselves, prioritizing self-care, prioritizing working towards that winter arc, looking inwards, prioritizing ourselves and our self-care, and just being more present. With looking inwards and prioritizing that winter arc, that self-care, for me, that consists of being consistent with our workout routines, practicing good hygiene. I know it can be really hard to do these things, especially if you struggle with winter blues or seasonal affective disorder, or even just in general, maybe you do struggle with depression or anxiety and the everyday things are just overwhelming to you. But I think if we actively discipline ourselves and practice self-discipline and encourage ourselves to be consistent with our workout routine, to practice good hygiene, to get dressed every single day, and to dress for the job or life you want, not the one that you currently have, to do your skincare, your makeup, your hair, to keep your space clean, the more we do these things, the better we will feel, the happier we will feel. Think about it. With it being around the holiday season and everything, I really want you to think about being present and to spend more quality time with your loved ones, to really just treasure this holiday season, to make new memories and maybe continue old traditions or create new ones, to do the cheesy festive stuff, to do the wholesome activities like going to Christmas markets or holiday markets or decorating the tree, putting out the menorah, whatever holiday you celebrate, making baked goods, cozy nights in with hot cocoa, like really do the things that are special about this time of year and are unique to this time of year, no matter how silly or below you they feel, or kind of like, I don't know, like they're not childish. Like embrace your inner child, like support your inner child, do the things that you know the younger you would have loved to do. Whether it's like a festive little holiday girls' night in, or a little festive dinner party, or wine and cheese board night or something. Do something special for you and your loved ones and your support system this year. Find the time, be present, put the phones away, and just be present with one another and have that quality time. And for the last thing under mindset, I want to remind you that it's not too late or too early to start working on your goals. It's not too late to work on the goals that you set for 2024, and it's not too early to work on the goals that you have for 2025. Just start. Launch fast, adjust later. Don't plan, just do. The sooner you start, the closer and faster you will get to that goal. The faster you will get to being where you want to be. The faster you will know how to get there. Habits and routines. I love switching up my workout routines, especially with the change of the seasons. And I love having a consistent workout routine that feels good. In the winter, in the colder months, I really do love leaning into heated workouts and more lower impact workouts. I feel like my list of things to buy, to do, activities that involve spending money is never ending around the holidays, making the idea of investing and saving and thinking about your future to be a little bit more challenging, a little bit more overwhelming. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right, Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. And you can get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. I personally love Acorns. It's simplified the investment process, which can be overwhelming and intimidating, but it just makes it so simple, so easy, and something more accessible no matter how much money you have to invest. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I'm super excited about today's sponsor. They've sponsored the podcast before, and this is a topic I'm super passionate about. I fear that us as girls struggle with PMS far more than we should, and we really shouldn't. I truly get the worst PMS symptoms. My boobs are sensitive, my face breaks out, my sugar controllings are out of whack. I feel like I'm just a bottomless pit. My mood is not the vibe, and estro control has been super helpful in helping manage those PMS symptoms and making that time of the month a lot more enjoyable. Estro control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Say no more. Estro control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially if you are someone like myself who struggles with PMS. It was created to help women feel like themselves all month long and to not struggle with the feelings PMS can cause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Especially like infrared heated Pilates or doing reformer Pilates or hot yoga. I also really love a good weekly recovery session doing contrast therapy. So your sauna and cold plunge. It's just a time to relax, to ground yourself, to disconnect from the outside world, to reconnect with yourself, with others. I don't know. I really think recovery is a part of my workout routine, and I didn't always see it that way, but I definitely see it that way now, whether it's doing the sauna and cold plunge or doing red light therapy, or when I have access to like those compression boot things, those feel really good. It's like lymphatic drainage or getting a massage if I can and I can't afford it because I don't have benefits, but I think just like finding the things that really you love and bring you joy is so important, and that's what's going to help you be more consistent with it. But I just really love heated workouts in the winter because it's just so damn cold here in Toronto, and it just gives me that little boost of serotonin and feel good hormones, like just feel good energy. I feel so much better and it feels good to just like sweat it out. Morning routines. Life can get kind of crazy during the holiday season, and winter can definitely make mornings a little bit harder with the darkness. I find that being consistent with a routine that feels good and keeps you disciplined can really help push through those winter blues and provide also stability in all the chaos of being home for the holidays or traveling or the chaos of all the holiday events, things, etc. It's this like one thing that you can be consistent with and hold on to and use to ground you and set yourself up for the rest of the day. When it comes to the morning routine, I feel like when I was younger and when I first started sharing my morning routines on this platform and on socials, it had a million one steps. And eventually that morning routine started to stress me out more than de-stress me out. And if you feel that way about morning routines, you feel like there's too many steps that you're expected to do, or you feel overwhelmed by your morning routine, less is more. It should not stress you out. It should be something that calms, that grounds, and lowers those cortisol levels for the rest of the day. It is the thing that sets up the framework for the rest of the day. It sets the tone. It puts us in the right headspace. It calms us. It grounds us. We don't know what the rest of our day might hold. There might be stress. There might be anxiety. There might be highs and lows. But our morning routine can be that one stable, consistent thing that makes us feel good. Whether you wake up, go on a walk, get a little sunlight, have a warm beverage in hand. Maybe you work out. Maybe you make yourself a nice breakfast at home and read your book. Whatever it is, I want you to choose three things to do every single morning that really help energize and fill your cup up and ground you. Staying organized. This is an excellent habit to have, especially in the chaos of winter social arrangements and agreements. Put it all in your Google Calendar or your Apple Calendar, whatever you use. I love Google. I love to color code. I love to put in all my appointments, my meetings, my workouts, my plans, etc. Everything goes in there. It's all nice, color coordinated. I get notifications. It's great. It comes with me everywhere. I also love a physical planner, but honestly, Google Calendar for the win. It's impossible to remember everything and anything that you have planned. You're an adult. You have a busy life. You have school. You have work. You have a social life. You have a romantic life, maybe. You have things you like to do on your own. Free up some mental space and put it in your planner. It'll thank you. Your mind will thank you. Prioritizing our sleep schedule. Hot girls get their 8 hours. Create a good sleep environment. Invest in good sheets. Make your space cooler if you can. I know it's cold in the winter, but I promise you, you will sleep better if you drop your thermostat if you can. Blackout curtains. Although we don't really need this as much in the winter time because the darkness is our friend. Getting a proper pillow. I have said this many times before, but I freaking love my Tempur-Pedic pillows. They have literally changed my life. They cost an arm and a leg, but I have never slept better. Invest in a good pillow, ladies. Like, go to your local mattress store and get fitted for a pillow if they offer that. I know Sleep Country does in Canada. I don't know about the States. I don't know about elsewhere. Definitely go do your research. I live for my Hatch alarm clock, if you didn't know already. I absolutely love the sound machine. I play rain while I sleep. I love the sunrise alarm clock, especially in the winter because it is dark as fuck in the morning and it is cold and I don't want to get out of bed, and I really do not want PTSD from the Apple alarm clock. So I love my sunrise alarm clock. It is clutch. It helps slowly wake you up. It also helps, maybe, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but it helps with your circadian rhythm. And you'll get up easier for work and school. I have a link in the show notes. I think right now they are having a Black Friday sale, or maybe it's not happening anymore when you're listening to this. But either way, if not, then I have a $15 off code, Alana15, ALLANA15. I bought my own Hatch alarm clock, but I was lucky enough to get a code for you guys. So I'll have that linked. But truly, I know it's an insane price. I kept the box for a month because I did not believe that this alarm clock would change my life. It has a 30 days guarantee situation. You know, those things where you can send it back up to 30 days. I kept my box because I was like, how the hell is a $300 alarm clock so special? It really is special. It really does have that dear place in my heart. I'm contemplating bringing it with me to London and South Africa right now because obviously you guys know I'm batch recording. I'm really contemplating it. Once again, I think I've contemplated it every single time before I've traveled because I truly have an attachment to this alarm clock, which is kind of insane. Which I think proves further how amazing it is and how much it is worth the investment. On the topic of sleep, my newest obsession is the Ultra Human Ring. It's kind of like the Aura Ring. So Aura Ring, Ultra Human Ring, same thing. But it gamifies sleep for me. I love a good challenge, and my inner people pleaser loves impressing people or things, aka my ring and the app and the stats that I see every morning when I wake up. I love the insights into my sleep. It is just really cool. I got it majorly for the sleep aspect. I was so curious about my sleep because I didn't want to wear my Apple Watch. So I got the Ultra Human Ring, but she's cute. I don't feel uncomfortable sleeping with it. The first night I like felt kind of weird about it because I take my rings off normally, but I've been loving her. I've had her for about 2 weeks when I'm recording it. Actually 3 weeks now, maybe two and a half, 3 weeks. When I'm recording this right now, but I really do love it. And I think I'm not even going to bring my Apple Watch with me to London. We'll see. I think I'm just going to bring the Ultra Human Ring. I'm trying to not bring things that I don't need since I'm away for so long and am only bringing one bag. So, but love my Ultra Human ring. Stop scrolling before bed. We don't scroll before bed in our winter arc, in our winter reset. We are reading. I'm obsessed with my Kindle and using Anna's archive to get books and save money, because I was spending way too much money on paperback versions, which I do love, but I am obsessed with my Kindle and I don't know why I waited so long to get one. So this is your sign to get one. Maybe get it on Boxing Day, or because Black Friday will be past when you listen to this, but get it on Boxing Day, or I don't know what other sales there are, but highly, highly recommend. I have the Paperwhite 7-inch 2024 version. I got it off of Amazon, and for all of those wondering what books I'm reading, etc., I share all my reads on Fable. I really do love the reading streak feature on there because it gamifies my reading habit and helps keep it consistent. I know I've gotten a few questions on how to pick up a reading habit. That is definitely one tool of accountability. Another thing is to pick up a book instead of scrolling on your phone before bed. Just tell yourself you're going to read for 10 minutes or read a chapter, whatever it is, or maybe 10 pages. But really, really love reading. It just also makes my eyes tired and then I sleep so much better. With regard to sleep, when your alarm goes off in the morning, do Mel Robbins thing and count down from 5 and get the fuck up out of bed. Drink your water. The more we snooze, the worse off we actually feel. I have been a lot better at this habit. Also, try to see daylight or the light from your hatch after waking up to regulate that circadian rhythm and stop the production of melatonin, your sleep hormone, which is also why it's so important to still go out on those hot girl walks in the morning and bundle up and get that daylight if you can. It's so important. Similar to my fall reset, I am still a big advocate for self or independent learning. It is so important and helps us feel more confident, smarter, and more knowledgeable.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
It gets us to stop spending so much time on social media, brain rotting, doom scrolling, and it adds to our lives. One second, I need some water. My voice is getting a little too raspy for my likings. I can't believe it's only been 23 minutes of me recording this. I feel like I've been talking for so long. Talking to yourself is seriously a skill that not many people realize how hard it is. I fear that I would be way better of a podcast host if I had a co-host. It would just be so much easier to have banter, you know, instead of trying to create banter with myself here, just staring at my outline on my computer screen. But nonetheless, we are a solo host and I take pride in that. But self and independent learning, it gets us to stop spending so much damn time on social media and doom scrolling, which does nothing but brain rot and waste time sometimes, as much as I love social media and obviously my job is social media. But put your phone down, go learn a little, go read a book. I love habit stacking, education, and self-help podcasts. Yes, that still counts as self-learning. This podcast counts as self-learning. I love stacking them with my morning skincare or walk, or when I'm making my coffee in the morning, my morning routine. I'll play it on my speaker in my apartment. If you live with someone, you can put it on your headphones, whatever it is. But that is how I do it. Or sometimes I'll have like a nonfiction book that I'm reading, or maybe I'm like just researching stuff on ChatGPT. I learned that it's ChatGPT, not ChatGBT, and I swear everyone else also thought that. This winter, we are continuing to make our coffee and our food at home that makes us feel good. I personally have perfected my at-home coffee setup. You guys know I post about it 24 million times on the internet. But I encourage you to invest in your coffee setup at home, to figure out what works the best for you, what milks, what beans, if you like sweeteners or syrups or whatever it is. Figure it out. I encourage you to buy local beans, figure out what Nespresso pods you love. Really just like figure the thing out so that you stop buying your coffee out. If you have to, I did this for a little while, get to-go cups. It will to just trick your mind into thinking you got your coffee out. I know it's not the best for the environment, but if it works for you, I'm not going to judge you. I have the little throwaway iced coffee cups that I use sometimes. I don't use them as much anymore because most of the time I just use my reusable cups and my mugs and glasses. But if you need that to help encourage you to stop buying coffee out all the time from the girl that loves buying coffee out all the time, do it. It will work. It helps. But if you perfect your coffee at home, you will almost always want to have your coffee at home more than out. I just personally prefer it so much more. I like miss making coffee at home if I go for coffee with a friend in the morning. As much as I love going for coffee with my friends, I just love making coffee at home. It's so therapeutic for me. I look forward to it every single day. I just love it so, so, so much. I personally have the Breville Barista Pro. I buy my beans from Forget Me Not in Toronto, the DeMello Forget Me Not blend, roast, whatever you want to call it. I use whole milk, sometimes lactose-free whole milk, and I have the Monin vanilla syrup. Those are all my deets. Winter essentials. These are all my essentials for winter. They're kind of similar to my fall essentials. Investing in a good wool coat, specifically the slouch coat from Aritzia, has been the best investment I have ever made. I get so many compliments on it. So many people ask me about it. My mom has asked me about it many times. And it just feels like the more mature, luxe version of a winter jacket. However, I do also love a good puffer. Don't get me wrong. I love the Aritzia Super Puff. It still has a very special place in my heart. I love North Face puffers. And I also love my Canada Goose, obviously varying ranges. But if you live in a cold climate, I encourage you to invest in a wool coat. I encourage you to invest in a good puffer jacket, a good winter jacket that's actually going to keep you warm and last. I also love a really good vintage leather jacket with a thermal insert. It's good for like girls' nights outs or like grabbing drinks. Same with the wool coat, because you don't really want to be wearing your puffer jacket to the bar. I personally got mine off of eBay. I just searched Danier men's leather jacket. I got a size medium. If you're a bit taller than me, I'm only 5'4", maybe get a large, but definitely love that. Cashmere or leather gloves? I prefer a glove over a mitten. They're so chic, you'll actually want to wear them. I'm normally so anti-gloves ever, but these actually make me want to wear them. Aritzia has really beautiful ones. Also love a good knit sweater, knit cardigan. I love from Cezanne, from Ralph Lauren, from Aritzia, the Peggy sweater. Just so good, so warm, so cozy, so chic. Even love like a good hoodie or crew neck, and to wear that with like baggy jeans. I love the Goldie low slung baggy jean. I love the Girlfriend Bella jean. Love boots, leather boots during the winter. Love knee-high boots for going out. I have flat ones, which are great for if you live like in a snowy area, because then you're not going to slip in your heels. Good socks feel so good. I'm wearing my Aloe unisex half crew throwback socks right now, but also love the TNA best ever ankle sock and the no-show ones. Love a good staple long sleeve. I love the Skims ones. I'm currently wearing this one from Nudes. I'll have them all linked below. Aritzia also has really good ones from the TNA home stretch line. But the theme here, as was for fall, good quality basics, classy, simple, timeless. That is how I shop. That is how I dress. I can take all of these items that I have from day to night, dress them up, dress them down. Can wear them with leggings, can wear them with jeans, can wear them with trousers. Like, they're very versatile. I have learned that I rather have quality items that are timeless basics that fit and feel really good than a bunch of super trendy items that I only want to wear once or twice because they're too memorable. I also just like feel so much more like that girl in high quality basics. Like, choosing to invest in jeans and find jeans that fit me really good, that I feel hot, confident, comfortable, and sexy in, and actually want to wear, has been the biggest game changer ever. I was discussing this with my friend Sam today. I used to like not want to spend, obviously I know $300 pair of jeans, really expensive, but I would rather have five pairs, like I've worked up to five pairs that I really like, that I can like rotate through and want to wear all the time, and look really good and fit me really good and flatter my body really well, than to have a million pairs of cheaper jeans that I feel like don't really flatter me. I feel insecure in. I feel like a box. I feel fat in. Like, they just don't feel good. And trust me, I know I'm not alone with the jeans. Like, a really good pair of jeans can change your life. Just saying. Skincare, I've been obsessed with lately, especially with the colder weather. Obsessed with everything Rode still. Love my Rode cleanser. Love my Rode glazing milk. Been using the Rode barrier buttercream, which is like Hailey's heavier lotion. Feels really, really good. Your skin looks insane, like glass-like and glowy and luminous and hydrated, and it doesn't break me out or anything. Really, really love that. Been obsessed still with my Caudalie Vino Perfect. It's a good alternative for vitamin C, and my Tatcha sunscreen. Hair products I've been obsessed with lately. Really loving the L'Oreal Professional Bonding Shampoo and like hair mask situation. Love the Unite Leave-In Conditioner, the Color Wow Extra Strength Dream Coat Spray, Fable and Mane Thickening Spray because I have very fine hair. The Orbay Dry Heat Protectant I love using after I've blow dried my hair before I curl it. The Orbay Fine Hairspray, Olaplex Hair Oil. Still loving my Shark Beauty Flex Style and my GHD Soft Curl Tong. I'll have all this linked in the show notes. But those are some of my faves for winter. These are my winter reset essentials, outlines, mindsets, habits, routines, sleep, all the things that we are prioritizing this winter, this holiday season. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got something out of it. I would love if you could leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love reading your comments and responding to them on Spotify. That's how you can help support the pod, and I love being able to chat with you guys. I love also seeing when you share that you're listening to the pod on your stories or in Reels or TikToks. So keep doing that and tagging at Morning Ray Podcast or at Alana Bloomberg. I also love resharing them, but I love you guys so much. I can't wait to talk to you in real time again once I'm back from my travels and to kind of recap on all of that. But I love you guys. I hope you are having an amazing day. And in Mel Robbins fashion, if no one has told you today, I love you. You are beautiful. You are kind. You are capable. You can do whatever you put your mind to. And we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.